Uncle Tech listeners. The sounds you just heard did not come from a video game or a cell phone. This is Lisa Salinger, and I'm here to tell you about two items. First, a dog toy. Second, a different kind of guide dog and service dog harness. The toy that made all those sounds that you just heard is called the Zap Ball, and I looked on the website where I originally got it, and it was out of stock at the moment, but it sells for about $5, $6. I got it through sitstay.com. As with any of the websites I mentioned, I have no personal affiliation with them, other than as a satisfied customer. The Zap Ball is very hard. It is rubber, at least on the outside. It is smaller than a tennis ball, and obviously it is not hollow. It has a small hole. You could get the point of a pencil or the point of a stylus in there, probably. For what reason, I don't know, but you could. I think that's probably where they put it together. But the small hole is the only way that you could possibly get into or disassemble the ball. So for most dogs, many dogs, unless you have a real power chewer, it seems to be a safe toy. Now, my two dogs, Renee is about 65 pounds, thereabouts, and it seems like it's a little bit too small of a toy for her. She doesn't really give it the time of day. Joey is about 45 pounds, and it's just right for her. So if you have a small retriever, or if you have a pet, say the size of a Sheltie or Cocker Spaniel or, you know, whatever, this might be something they really like. I got it for Joey because last year at the ACB convention in Las Vegas, she was fascinated by all the lights and sounds, and I thought that this is something she might like. When it comes, it's packaged in plastic so that it doesn't get bumped and go off in the mail, I guess. And it, the website says that it has a lifetime battery in it. There doesn't seem to be any way to replace the battery. And to start it playing, start it making its sounds, you just give it a good hard bang or a tap on any surface, or you toss it onto the floor, and it will start making its sounds. Personally, this is not a ball I would ever throw for a dog to catch. That's just me. If I'm going to throw something for my dog to catch, it's going to be a long stick-shaped toy, or it's going to be a Kong or something. I've heard too many stories about tennis ball, roughly tennis ball-sized balls, getting lodged in a dog's throat. So I'll bounce this off the floor or whatever, but I do not throw it up in the air for my dog to catch. It can get lost under things because it is small, but hey, then they're really happy when they rediscover it. Like I said, I thought Joey would love this toy, and she does now, but at first she was a little hesitant with it, and kind of acted like, you know, what is it? What's it going to do? And what I would do is I would take it, and I would bang it hard against the side of her crate, and when it made a noise, I would give her a treat. And I did this about 5 or 6 times, maybe a little more, and by a treat, I'm not talking anything huge. I'm talking something the size or so of a piece or two of kibble each time. Now she plays with it and really enjoys it. I think, too, this would be a great toy for a dog who is getting older and is losing some sight, because when you toss it and it makes that sound, they can, for a few seconds anyway, follow the toy. So I thought I would share that. Again, it's called the Zap Ball. I'm sure you can search online and find it. And the place where I found it is sitstay.com. The next item I have to talk to you about is called the Freedom Design Harness. And I think the website is just freedomdesign.com, but you can more accurately go and Google that and you will come up with it. Main thing that I noticed right off the bat about this harness is that I felt like I needed an engineering degree to make it work. You don't really feel that way after you've done it for a bit, but at the beginning, it can be slightly intimidating. I haven't used it in a while, and I'm sitting here looking at it, and it's kind of looking that way again. All right, let me describe it as best I can. It is not like you would... It's not a guide dog harness like you would see from a traditional guide dog school. It is not leather. It is cloth. And it uses lots of Velcro. And there are a bunch of rings on the harness so that you can attach various kinds of handles at various points on it. I'll tell you right now the two things that I like, well, the one thing that I really like about this harness, and two things that I dislike. The first thing I really like about this harness is that there is no back strap per se. The harness is more like a blanket with fastenings that lays over the dog's back. Now, I'm not talking a blanket from neck to tail. I'm talking something that's maybe, that starts at the shoulders and is about 6 inches wide, so it goes about 6 inches down the dog's back. But I really like that. I heard information how some of the back straps can wear away at the small bones in the dog's spine. And so I was looking for something like this. Two things I do not like about this harness. This does not make it a bad harness. It just makes it a harness that doesn't really work for me. One is that if you're using a standard guide dog handle with it, it is a British-style harness. What that means is there are no bunny ears. There are no loops for the handle to pass through. It just hooks onto the rings, and so it's very kind of free-floating. Some people really like that style. Some schools use it. To my knowledge, at this point, most do not. For me, Joey is, I call her my tornado dog. She's very busy. And so if she is sitting and she stands up and whips around, the harness handle can be in front of her, like walking ahead of her. I also find that for me, I do more groping for the handle, and I don't really like the feel of the British-style handle. Again, that's not an issue with the harness, that's just an issue with me. Also, as I said, this harness uses lots of Velcro, lots of very nice, strong Velcro, so you should have no trouble keeping it together. People might think, oh, it could fall off my dog, but it really doesn't. The thing that I don't care for about that is that I primarily wear stockings and dresses when I go out, and the Velcro can ruin a pair of stockings in really short order. So, again, like I said, one person's negative is another person's positive, because if someone has issues where they can't use their hands very well, this would be ideal. Another thing I do like about this harness, I should say, is that it has a martingale. And for those of you who don't know, a martingale is a strap that goes from, on a regular standard guide dog harness like most of you have probably seen, the strap goes from the chest strap to the belly strap. So it goes in front of the dog's legs, or between the dog's two legs. Some people say this helps provide stabilization. If you have kind of a small, wiry dog like I do, it prevents them from doing a Houdini dog and getting out of the harness. Okay, now to the, quote, fun part. Let me try and do a better job of describing the Freedom Design Harness. First, let me tell you about the handle. It does not come with a rigid guiding harness handle per se. It comes with a handle, but not something that you could really use for guiding. You can get
You can use your school's guide dog harness handle if it's detachable. I have not used these as of yet, but I have also heard good things about the handles made by On The Go Gear, and they make offset and straight handles. Let me also say that this... Oh, and there goes the lawnmower. Okay, well, I just consider it adding and enriching to the podcast experience. Okay, back to the handle briefly. The handle that's on the harness is right on the back, and you can leave this handle on and attach your regular guide dog harness handle. There's plenty of room on the rings for two handles. The best way for me to describe this handle is it's like the handle, the hand grip handle on a duffel bag. It's not like the shoulder strap. It's actually a little smaller than one of the handles on a duffel bag. But you know the ones that kind of have the rolled hand grip. It's sort of like that. So someone could maybe use that, I'm guessing, for balance help or for use in a wheelchair. They could probably hold that. I've heard of people using it if they have their dogs on an escalator to lift them up by that handle. My harness is red. I cannot remember all the colors it comes in. There are different colors. For me, I'm a great fan of keeping dog equipment, because what doesn't work for one dog will work for the next dog. However, this one doesn't, it's not that it doesn't work for the dog, it doesn't work for the person. So I'm doing the next best thing you can do with equipment is pass it along to someone else who can use it. Which is why I thought I would do this review before this went in the mail. Okay, now like I said, for my very favorite part, and that is attempting to describe this. If you get one of these harnesses, I strongly suggest that when you get it, you do not do as I did. What I did was to undo all the Velcro straps at once, and let's just say the Rubik's Cube has nothing on the Freedom Design harness if you don't know what you're doing. Okay, now, at the dog's back, on the dog's back, right at its shoulder blades, at that place right between where some people put the flea preventative, there is a ring. Coming out from that ring are two straps, and they go around the dog, around its shoulders. It's kind of like the chest strap. And then there's a ring in front on the chest, and the martingale connects there. The straps are adjustable with Velcro on each side, so you can adjust it so that it fits your dog for you. Now, the martingale is padded with some wool, very nicely done. To me, I can't really give you a good estimate of its width, but it's a nice martingale. It's not too wide. It's not too narrow. Then you get down to the bottom of the martingale, and there are two more straps that adjust. They go kind of up the side of the dog's underbelly and chest. Right below that is another strap, and that would be what you would consider the belly strap. Now what I do is I just undo the belly strap, and I just slip the whole thing on over my dog's head. You know, the other straps, just I slip it over the dog's head after it's been adjusted, and then I just have one strap to fix instead of several. And all of these straps go through rings of some sort. Rings of various sizes, so if you wanted to put something else onto these rings along with the straps, you could. Let's talk about the main body of the harness. Like I said, it lays across the dog's back like a blanket, or if you're familiar, it's very similar in style and feel to a service cape. And there are rings at various points. Some close together, some far apart, for attaching all different kinds of handles. When I got it, the short little hand grip handle that I told you was attached horizontally between two rings, and they are placed very nicely for use with a guide dog harness handle. Some people put them on the side. They change the handle so that it's on the side. Whatever works for you and your dog and your needs is great. And then there, as far as I see it, I'm assuming that most of our listeners are going to be guide dog users. There are two places where you can attach the harness handle. One, you can attach it up closer to the shoulders. And the other, you can attach it partway down the back. Personally, I would go with the attaching it over the shoulders, only because if you tend to steer, or if the dog gets the harness handle caught, I think the shoulders would be more likely to be able to take that strain than would the spine. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope it's something that you can enjoy and something that you can use. If you have any questions and you want to contact me, here's my email address. It's LISASALI. Those are both S's as in Sam, LISASALI, at epix.net. Thanks for listening.